Welcome to the Homeschool Together podcast. Where one working mom and a stay-at-home dad help you navigate the nuts and bolts of the growing and dynamic world of homeschooling.
With a focus on early learners, like me.
All the ins and outs of building and maintaining your homeschool life.
Homeschool!
Find out tips and tricks to make things like this easier.
I'm reading.
And ultimately, enjoy educating your kids. And what's that last thing?
Have fun together. Did I do good, Daddy?
Yeah, you did, sweetie. Good job. Hello, and welcome back to the number one homeschool podcast in your hearts. Thank you for supporting us and being here and hitting the play button. We always appreciate that. We have a YouTube channel down below in the show notes. Make sure to click on that and check that out. Things will be happening. Things are happening. Things have been happening. And so please make sure to check that out or share that with friends or family or new homeschooling prospective families. That would be wonderful.
And definitely make sure to check out our new website where you can find all kinds of great curriculum and resources for your family if you're looking for something new.
All right. And now, Ariel, the biggest question, what is for dinner?
Well, let me check out my app.
And I'm normally the one cooking.
Yes, that's true.
So guys and ladies listening.
Take a knee.
Ariel had...
You had that look on your
Ariel
face.
Ariel had a play. She had class. We had sports going on. It was pandelirium from January to February. And I was cooking every single meal. And one of two things either happened. Either Ariel got tired of Matt's carousel of Rolodex of meals, or she decided...
It's breakfast tacos.
It's breakfast tacos. No, listen, I have good meals. It was just too cold to grill. I couldn't do it all.
That's absolutely true.
Yes, absolutely. So today we're going to be talking about, you know, kind of the holistic view of homeschooling. Because with us, the schooling is at home. The home is where cooking happens. The home is where cleaning happens. Yeah. The home is where everything happens. And so... with respect to homeschooling, we have these odd things that normal kids at school or people, you know, going to school don't have the issue of like, well, we got to manage our time and being efficient with our time. How do we prepare for meals? How do we, you know, go shopping during the day and all that type of stuff?
Right. I mean, how do we, you know, I mean, sometimes we've got to get it on something in the slow cooker or get it in the oven or something in the middle of while we're schooling so that we can be ready for dinner later. It's just a different dynamic. And so I think as much as we can talk about different ways to do things efficiently at home or kind of give some new ideas is great. Because I hate hearing like what's for dinner and having no idea, because what's for dinner is taco time. If we don't know, here in the Pacific Northwest, you know the taco times. It is delicious. But we can't eat that all the time. And we were kind of...
You could. No. You could.
I mean, well...
You could.
One could. So, you know, this whole thing came up really because over Christmas, we were, you know, we were off for a couple of days and we were talking about how much we missed HelloFresh. If you heard on the podcast, I don't know, it was last year maybe.
Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes below.
Yeah, we did HelloFresh for a while and we really enjoyed it. For us, it was great to just have new meals. They weren't super hard to make. You could make them. I could make them. It was nice. We had all the ingredients available for us.
It's actually like so easy enough. A lot of those meals, like a 12-year-old could make them if you just follow the instructions. Yeah.
Really, they were great. I had no complaints about HelloFresh. And if I could afford HelloFresh, we would just do that on the regular. Mm-hmm. So if that's something
it's
that...
It's great for like portion control and all of that stuff.
It's really great for that. It's just, for us, it was purely a cost thing.
Yeah, because HelloFresh kind of fell between the make it at home versus going out to eat. It was like square in the middle of that price range.
Right.
That's kind of the difference, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, we, like many homeschool families, are a single income family. Mm-hmm. And it's just... not something that we could do long term. We couldn't sustain that. A lot of folks will hop from like meal service to meal service to meal service so they can get that promo, keep with the promo. That's too much work for us. So one of the nice things about HelloFresh is you did get to keep all the recipes. So we still have those. We can make those on occasion. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I found was just trying to make sure that we had what we needed in the pantry and in the freezer and in the fridge was really tough. And we were buying vegetables and vegetables were going bad. So over Christmas, I said, look, when we get through the sports and my MBA class and stuff and my show, I want to figure this meal thing out because this isn't working for us. And I started to do a lot of research. So today we're going to talk about three different apps that can help you with meal planning. There are so many, guys. There's just like I don't know. There's so many. And there's one, if you are of a specific type of diet, like you're only a plant-based family or something, there's probably an app that is better suited exactly to that. Mm-hmm. But so I wanted to talk about three kind of general, because we could get into a very long spiral of all of the options, because there are a lot.
Yeah, right.
But we thought we would start with kind of three of the big ones that I think are a good intro into this world.
So the first one on the list is paprika, which, mm-hmm. and so when you talk about meal planning apps, when you say those type of terms, is that they're helping you plan the meal, or what do you mean by meal planning apps?
Well, yes, they're helping you plan the meal as meal planning apps.
But, how deep does that go? Like, is it just giving you ideas? Is it managing your pantry? Like
right.
What
so
type of
features? All kind of different. So paprika, and the reason I wanted to mention this one is most meal planning apps are some sort of a subscription service.
Okay.
This is only $4.99 single purchase for iOS. You just buy it once. Now,
a one-time buy. Okay.
You do need to buy it separately for every device. So if you want to have it on your phone and your iPad, you do have to pay for it separately, but it's a one-time cost.
Okay.
So the deal with Paprika is that it's really a recipe management app. So it's going to have all of your recipes there for you to use. You can import them. You either type them in or you can link them from a website. So
okay,
if you
so
have
like, oh, I like
favorite
that,
blog or
like,
whatever.
Oh, Brian makes this or Babish makes this.
Oh, you know, I really love Pioneer Woman. And so I'm just going to link a recipe from her website.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Something like that. So you can actually link directly or you can type it in yourself. So what it'll do is when you select a meal, it'll show you, you'll allow you to plan your meals by day, by week, by month, depending on how far out you want to go. If you're like a prepper and you want to cook a bunch of meals ahead. Mm-hmm. So I do this. I call it Soupapalooza. Where I will spend a weekend and I'll make like 5 soups and I will put them all in 2-cup deli containers and I'll put them in the freezer and that takes care of all of my lunches for quite a while. And I have some good variety.
And you do
healthy.
This in like an afternoon. It takes you about an afternoon to do this.
Right. On a couple of days to make like 5 soups. So like I'll do that. Part of my problem though, when I do that is I've got a bunch of competing recipes and I have to start aggregating all of my supplies. So an app like this will do that for you. So if you select, you know, like, oh, I want these 3 meals, it'll actually say like, oh, 2 of my meals both need eggs. One needs 2 eggs, one needs 3 eggs. It'll put 5 eggs on your shopping list. Okay. So it's going to aggregate things for you, which is really helpful if you're doing like big batch cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So this also has a pantry feature with an expiration dates that you do have to add the items to the pantry and you add the expiration dates. But that's kind of nice. So you can say, oh, here's what I've got in my house right now in my pantry or my freezer or fridge, and here's what I need to use up. So you can make a meal plan. You can also, you can save it. You can reuse that meal plan. So like, oh, I really liked this grouping. This works really great. You mm-hmm. can reuse that. Like a Soupapalooza, for example. I tend to make like the same 5 soups because I really love them. They're pretty good calories. And anyway.
Yeah. I do the same thing with rice and ground beef and some veggies. And I just, you know, cook it all up and freeze it in little containers.
Exactly. If you're following some sort of meal plan and you want to do this prep ahead stuff, or you want to do one of those where you make up a whole bunch of stuff into plastic bags and you put it in the freezer for like quick crock pot meals or something, mm-hmm. this would be great for that because it will aggregate everything for you and create your shopping list.
Gotcha.
It also allows you to scale recipes. This is terrific should you need to make things for
like a big soup, like a big pot of soup or something.
Right. Yeah. I could scale my soup up. So one of the things, like, for example, I love to get the pre-pulled rotisserie chicken from the store. So it's just already
They get it at Costco,
chopped
right?
up. Yeah. Yeah. So that's just super easy. I'm sure it's not the healthiest thing, but it's super easy to use. But usually I want to use like half the package in my soup. Well, that's like 1.5 times the amount of meat that's supposed to be in the soup. So I could just scale my recipe up by 1.5 times and then use all of it. So that's really nice. You can categorize your recipes, which is nice. And it's kind of cool in the directions when you're following the directions. If there's a timer listed in the direction, you can just click on it inside the directions and it'll start a timer.
Oh, wow.
And it will do multiple timers for you at the same time.
As you're cooking the recipe. Okay.
As you're cooking the recipe, you're like, oh, these green beans need to cook for 10 minutes. And oh, this chicken needs to cook for 5 minutes or whatever. And you can set all these timers and it will manage all of your timers in the app.
That's really cool.
Which is cool. So when you're cooking, you can check off steps. So,
it's almost like it helps you assist you in your cooking process.
Exactly. Gotcha. This is really a recipe management app. That's where its strength lies.
Do you know if there's the ability like we have with our Fitbit app when we scan something that we've eaten? And then you can import it. Can you scan things to add things to your pantry? Like boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the barcode feature. Doing some searching for it, I wasn't able to find that directly. So if Paprika is something that you're interested in, definitely look and see, because the barcode scanning feature is a really valuable way to get things into a pantry on some of the other apps. So yeah, definitely check that one out. Check out that, because that would be a feature to know about. So for me, overall, the pros of this system is it's very low cost, right? It's $5. You spend it once. If it helps keep all your recipes in one spot, and it easily allows you to import recipes from Pinterest or other places that you like to be, and aggregate your shopping list so you can take it to the store. I mean, $5 is well worth it, right? That's less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks. So I think this is really great for people who have a large recipe collection and that, you know, you want to digitize, or you often need to scale recipes. I mean, if you have a large family, if you have four or more kids or something, and, you know, any recipe you're going to find on any blog is not usually set up for large families.
Yeah.
So if you have a large family and you have a big recipe collection, this would be a great way to easily scale it. Or you often go to potlucks or whatever. Like, this would be awesome for that. And this is best for families who want to do their own grocery shopping. You don't want grocery pickup. You want to shop at several different stores. This is just going to give you the shopping list. It doesn't import it anywhere.
It helps if you're like a coupon clipper type of person, or you're trying to go around for the best deals. And
right. Things, or, you know, it's like, well, I get all my meat from Costco, and I get all my vegetables from Kroger, and I do all my baked goods from this store, right? Like, if you've got specific stores you love, this is great for that, because you have this shopping list you can check off. It's, you know, right to your plan.
Cool.
So the downsides of Paprika for me are that, first of all, putting a meal in your plan doesn't automatically add the ingredients to your shopping list, which I think is a little bit weird. You still have to decide to add the ingredients.
Gotcha.
Okay. It's not like a big deal, but you just select the recipe and say, yeah, add to shopping list, and then add it to my meal plan. When you're cooking the recipe, the ingredients and the directions are not on the same screen. So you have to kind of go back and forth, which I don't love. Yeah, there's a separate cost for each device. So I could definitely see, like, I want this on my phone so that I could digitally plan my meals on the app.
Maybe you do most of your cooking with an iPad in the kitchen.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a PC version too, but it's quite a bit more expensive. It's like, I think it's like $25 or something for the PC version. So, I mean, that's not great. And it doesn't import your grocery list for any kind of grocery pickup app. So if you love grocery pickup, this is not the app for you. Overall, I think for the cost, if you just kind of want to dabble in meal planning and you definitely want someplace to keep your recipes, you can't go wrong with this.
It's a one-time cost. Yeah. The fact that it's not recurring subscription is kind of a low barrier to trying it out. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that could be a kind of an initial great one. Mm-hmm. The next one I want to talk about is emails. So we've actually tried this. We did the 2-week trial of this. So the cost for emails is $36 for 3 months, or $60 for the year.
Okay.
For dinner. So $6 a month. While I don't love subscriptions, we definitely waste more than $6 a month in food, right? Where we bought something and we didn't use it all and it went bad, or we didn't need it, or I forgot something and I have to go back to the store 5 times during the month to get things I forgot. That's well worth $6 in my opinion.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This gets you 7 dinners during the week. It's $30 a year to add on breakfast and $40 a year to add on lunch. So you can't just plan, you know, as many meals as you want. So the real thing about emails is that emails is the closest thing to HelloFresh that I've found, where you go in there and you pick a category like family friendly or budget friendly or keto or low calorie, gluten free or vegetarian, or whatever. They have different categories, and it's going to give you like 14 recipes to choose from that are already all made up. They have all the ingredients there that you can select from your meal plan.
And are they fairly simple recipes?
They are really simple. Okay. They're oftentimes like under 10 ingredients.
Do they use whole ingredients, or are they using like, oh, buy a box of this and blah, blah, blah?
So that's the one piece for me that I'm not as big a fan of. Okay. And I know that this works really well. So they're all very fast. The meals are all very quick, but they're kind of more of the semi-homemade variety. So for example, the week that we did it.
Yeah, we have this definition of like, buy the TV dinner in the frozen section, or scratch make your food in this there's a middle ground there, which is semi-homemade, where it's like sometimes you may get a jar of the sauce and then make things, other things from scratch.
Exactly. We did like a meatball subs one night where we were supposed to buy pre-made frozen meatballs to use with it, a jar of sauce. And so we were putting all these things together. Yeah. And then we cut our own potato wedges for potato fries and baked those in the oven. So there's like pieces that are scratch made. There's pieces that aren't.
You don't want to slave over the stove for 5 hours making your own marinara like my grandmother does.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So it's in that sense, it's not very much like HelloFresh, because HelloFresh does do everything from fresh ingredients, typically from whole ingredients. But what is like HelloFresh is that you just have this limited selection of meals. So if recipe planning is overwhelming for you and you're like, I just need a selection. Show me 14. Great. I'll pick a few out of that. Now, you don't have to pick 7. You could pick 3 or however much you know you want to do. You can also look back to the previous week's 14 meals, and then you can search in others. So if I say like kid friendly is the category that I like, but there's a night where I want, you know, I want a couple of nights a week where I do something low-cal or whatever, I can go and jump into another category and I could pick from that category too.
Okay.
And I can look through basically the whole catalog of recipes. It's just that they try to limit what they show you to like 14 or the previous week's 14. You can still get to all the others. And if you find a recipe that you really love, you can favorite it and you could make that anytime. So it's not that you can't find other things. It's just that they kind of limit the choices, which in some way, the choices you see like right away, which in some ways is kind of nice, right? Because trying to figure out what to make is like, oh gosh, if I had to look through hundreds of recipes, I don't know. You know, like that's a lot. So I would liken it to, this is kind of a combination for me, between the recipe quality is kind of a combination between Taste of Home magazine, if you've used that, and like a HelloFresh. That's kind of where we're at. And we made, what did we make? Like 4 recipes from it, which we liked all the recipes.
Yeah, they were really good.
All the food was good that we ate. So we really dug that. I think the crowning piece of this is that when you add a recipe to your meal plan, it goes ahead and it adds all the ingredients to a shopping list and you link it with your favorite store. So right now it can link with Albertsons, Kroger, Safeway, and Walmart.
That's vast majority of American potential shopping.
Yeah. So it makes your shopping list. Now you could go to the store and shop for yourself if you like to go to multiple stores, but
if you're a parent who wants to get out like I do, I like to walk through the stores and
yeah, I know you love to.
I go to Walmart and look for the $5 DVD bin and see if I get more movies for the minivan.
So if you want to go shop on your own, you definitely can. Yeah, but if you don't want to do that, it will take your grocery list and whichever store you've selected is your preferred store, it will send that to that app. Wow. So I could say, hey, I want to shop at Kroger. It will go ahead, which is called Fred Meyer around us. And you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, it'll send that there. And then what it does, it's really neat. You go through your items and for every item, basically it opens the Kroger app inside the emails app. And you have the emails ingredient at the top, like let's say it's marinara sauce. What it does is it automatically types marinara sauce into the Kroger app and it shows you all the options for marinara sauce from Kroger.
Oh, so if you want like if you have a favorite marinara sauce.
We love Mazzetta. That's like our favorite marinara sauce. I'm not going to buy Ragu because we just don't like it.
Yeah, right.
So that's where this is really nice, because every item on your list, it goes through and it does that typing for you of like, oh, I need this, you know? And so you go and you select the item and click next, select the item, click next. And it goes through your whole shopping list that way. So you get control over the ingredients that you want. You can, of course, add extra ingredients to your list if you like also need milk. You know, you can add that stuff to your list after you get through. Like when you get to the end, it will send that whole cart to like Kroger. That's when you would then say, oh, I need milk and I need other things.
Gotcha.
So that's really neat. It also allows you to import recipes from the web or type in your own recipes. So it has that recipe management aspect of it as well. So this is really terrific for families that want to do grocery pickup.
And the grocery pickup thing, because we all know that when we go into the store, oh, let's get a little bit extra of this and a little bit extra
here. I easily spend $6 more than I should by walking through the grocery store.
Yeah, just like, oh yeah, dad needs a chicken strip from Safeway, of course, you know.
They're delicious.
You know, and all these type of things, and you get the kind of like the bloat at the on the shopping cart and you end up paying more than you thought you would.
Right.
So like this would is a great way if a family is trying to, you know, control their costs at the grocery store. This would be a great way to do that.
Absolutely. So I think this is really best for the folks who, you know, they want grocery pickup. They don't know what to make and they need meal ideas. You know, if you're not everyone like loves to cook or is a big cook, this is really great for that because the recipes are very easy.
Okay.
They have few ingredients. So I think it's great for that. It's great for folks who want simple, semi-homemade, very quick.
Okay.
And if you don't have a large independent recipe collection, this is great. Okay. I mean, this will take care of, you could add your couple of favorite things. Our family loves tacos or whatever. You can add those in and then you can rely on this, you know, carousel of recipes. And this is not overwhelming
mm-hmm.
as far as meal planning goes. I think it's very accessible. It's a simple process and the grocery pickup worked great. We tried it for 2 weeks and we thought it was really great. So the pros for me is that it provides you all the recipes. It links to the retailers. It allows you to stay within your boundaries for your diet or, you know, if you have allergen sensitivities and things like that. So it's great because if I go on Pinterest or something and I'm looking through all these recipes, yeah, I want low calorie recipes. Gosh, there's tons of things. And
yeah, it's my favorite. I've heard it two different ways. I've heard it with gardening. I've heard it with cooking. And it's like, oh, I want to grow tomatoes. And I finally got a tomato and it cost me $78 to grow that tomato.
Right.
Or it's like, hey, let's make Indian buttered chicken tonight. I'm like, great. It's going to cost us $150 because we got to go buy all these spices. And
well, we have to buy different sauces and different
something
things.
Unique. We got to go to the international store and all that stuff.
Right. We got to drive half an hour to the international store.
We could have just gone, giant
thing of flour.
We could have just gone to the Indian restaurant in town and spent half that money and enjoyed ourselves.
It's funny. Yeah. It's very true. So I think the con of this system is that the recipes aren't usually from scratch. So if that's a big thing for your family, then this is probably not the right system for you. There's not as many recipes to choose from. There are quite a lot, but you know, if you're looking for something super specific, like butter chicken or something like, mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, there's something your family really loves, you may not find it here.
Mm-hmm.
Although you can import. The import feature for your recipes though, doesn't do a photo scan, which I don't love because that means I have to type in all of my recipes.
And paprika could do the photo scan.
No, paprika can't either. They both do a type in.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of, to me, that's a little bit of a downside. Now, most recipes that we've written down aren't usually super long and complex, like our family's favorite recipes. So aren't usually too long. You can import directly from a website, which is great.
Okay.
So
that helps.
That helps. And a lot of the recipes we like to make are from websites. Yeah. So from blogs. The other con is you only get 7 dinners. You need to pay more if you want to do breakfast and lunch.
That seems like a big limitation on the subscription. But you know what? If you start to think about it though, really, like with respect to our kids and our homeschooling and everything, breakfasts are fairly straightforward and simple. You know, it's like cereal, oatmeal,
right,
things like that. I mean, unless you're making something fancy for breakfast, I wouldn't really worry about it. And then lunches tend to be like sandwiches and fresh fruit and veggies.
And if you
and
want
stuff,
all that, you can get those. But the thing about not having breakfast and lunch here with your subscription is you're also not going to see any recipes for breakfast and lunch.
Correct.
So as our family loves to have Brinner, breakfast for dinner.
Brinner for dinner.
You know, that's not something that you're going to find in there if you don't have that part of the subscription. So it's gotcha. Limited. I think that can be a positive if you don't want to be overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't any pantry feature with this one. They're not going to look at what you already have in the fridge. They're really just going to show you the recipes. You order from those. It's not going to take into account that you have chicken breast in the freezer. Like it doesn't know that.
Yeah.
So the thing that really made the decision for me that this probably wasn't right for our family is I couldn't search for recipes by cuisine.
Hmm.
So I couldn't like say, hey, we really want Mexican food tonight and search on that. Now there's tons of Mexican recipes in the different categories, but without being to search for that, I was kind of like, it's kind of a bummer for me.
Fine. I'll just go watch Cooking Con Claudia and see what she made this week.
Yeah, exactly. So we like to cook more from scratch. So we didn't find there was enough recipes here to really hook us. And I have a large recipe collection too. I think this one there's a 14-day free trial. If you're interested, if you want to see if these recipes might be for you, I think it's well worth trying the free trial and seeing what that was like. It was very easy. I signed up through the app. I canceled through the app. I wasn't charged or anything. I think they may have had some problems about that in the past, but I had a great experience. It was very easy to cancel. I didn't have a problem.
But you would say for the cost of the app, if you're thinking about how much money you're saving by not buying extra stuff at the store or buying stuff that is more, you know, what you need for that week mm-hmm. and you're not wasting, it kind of pays for itself in some respect.
Right.
Yeah.
It really does.
But you just had more structural problems with it, not actually the act of saving.
My thing was I just didn't find enough recipes that I thought we would like.
Okay.
And I have such a large recipe collection too that I just wanted a little bit more out of it.
It's almost like you want a blend of the emails with the paprika.
Right.
Right. That's kind of what you want.
Exactly. And so, but I know there's some families I've talked to. I turned on a coworker to emails while I was trying it out. She absolutely loves it.
Got it.
They use it. They love it. They think the recipes are great. She imported her favorite recipes from blogs that she loves. And she loves the simplicity. She loves not having a huge selection of meals every week and just saying like, yeah, these are great.
Yeah.
For her, it worked awesome. So I think as your mileage may vary on all of these, of course, because everyone's food preferences are so different, but it's well worth a 14-day trial for free to see if you might like it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, free trials are all... I always tell that to anybody trying some piece of software out or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's like, just sign up and try it. Like, if it's free, like, try it out for a little bit and see if it works for you. Because you're right, so many times of these types of softwares or services or tools or whatever they might be, they're not going to work for everybody, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. And those people even developing those tools know that, like, oh, you're not our target customer then.
Exactly.
And, you know, once we find somebody that fits us, yeah, of course, this is something that works well for them, right? And that's, yeah, it's just the nature of any type of product like that.
For 2 weeks while we used it, we absolutely saved money at the grocery store for the 2 weeks that we used it. And I guess the one other thing I should say about it is that while it doesn't have a pantry feature, you don't need to order everything on the list. Hmm. So if I'm making a dish with chicken and I know I have chicken breast in the freezer, I could just not buy that. So gotcha. You can still do that. It's just that the app's not tracking it for you.
Okay. And so the last one here you have is called Cook List.
Right. So Cook this is list. The one that I actually did do a trial of, and I did decide to sign up for the year for our family. So this was my favorite one. So the basic is free and it has pretty limited features. We'll talk through that in a minute. Pro costs $6 a month or $48 a year, which
that's not bad. Yeah.
$4 a month. I'm like, you know, no brainer for me. So the big features of this one, it has a pantry. Mm-hmm. The pantry allows you to manually add items. You can type them in. You could also barcode scan them.
Gotcha.
And it's linked to like 80 different stores and it will auto import the purchases that you made in person. So if I run by Safeway and I buy a gallon of milk and some eggs and some few other things, I don't have to tell it. It auto imports that to my pantry.
Wow.
Now, this only works for places where you used your loyalty card. Mm. If you went to Safeway or Kroger and you didn't use your shopper card, it won't count. Likewise, if you go shop at Walmart where there isn't a loyalty card, is not going to take that stuff. Okay. So you can absolutely barcode scan your stuff to put it in your pantry. It also automatically tracks expiration dates based on when you bought it and the type of item it is. So
really cool.
I bought a head of lettuce. It knows the shelf life of a head of lettuce in my fridge is only X amount of days. It puts that in there. And so all of my pantry items, when it organizes my pantry, it says this is green for good, yellow for getting close to expiration, red for, you know, near expiration or expired.
Wow.
So, which is really great. And when you cook something, you can say, oh yeah, I made this recipe. It will say, do you want to update the pantry to remove stuff from your pantry? I can also manually remove stuff. Oh, the kids finished the last box of cereal. I'll remove it from my pantry. And it says, would you like to add that to your shopping list? I could decide right there to put it back on. Hey, somebody ran out of milk. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this on here.
Like we ran out of milk the last couple of days. Yeah.
Exactly. So, this is also one that is a subscription that's usable across multiple devices. So, and you can share this with your, what they call it, fridge mates. So like I can share this with you, for example, on your phone with a different Apple ID and we can both have the pantry updated. So when you run out of your favorite yogurt, you know, you can say, oh, I ran out and you can add it to the shopping list.
Cool.
So I don't have to be the sole one in charge of the shopping list.
Gotcha.
Now you don't have to use the pantry feature. And at first I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this, but I've gotten pretty addicted to it because I can clearly see if I have spices and things in there.
And you may only use it for certain elements of your pantry, like spices or oils or things of that nature. And just like leave the consumables off the list, right?
You can absolutely tell. And some things like that are consumables for us, like cereal is a good example.
Cereal.
I don't track cereal. I mean, we should add it to the list when we run out, but cereal is not used in a recipe. So I don't really need to feel like I need to track that in the same way. I don't track.
All of our yogurts and stuff like that too as well.
Right. Those get auto imported usually. So it will tell me when we're getting low on yogurt. And you can actually change the level of things. So for example, we're getting a little low on Tillamook ice cream right now. And I was able to set the pantry level to like, oh, I only have 30% left in that mudslide ice cream. And so I now know that we're, you know, due for some more Tillamook because I know we're getting low. So you can actually change how much of the item you have, which is cool. Now, the reason that the pantry is really neat is the recipe section. So let's go into how recipes work. So recipes are from, they don't have their own recipes like emails. They actually pull all their recipes from blog sources.
Gotcha.
So this is almost like a Pinterest type of thing in terms of recipes. So you can search for whatever you want. In there, oh, I want Mediterranean chicken dishes, or I want butter chicken, or I want tacos, or whatever. And it will give you just, I mean, endless recipes that you can choose from. Now, one of the cool things about these recipes is right on the corner of the recipe, it'll say like 11/16, which means I have 11 ingredients out of 16 to make that dish.
Okay.
So I know that I can use up some pantry items for it.
Gotcha.
I can also do a lot of filtering, and I can say like, I want this to use this specific pantry item. I want it to use chicken breast because I know I got a bunch of chicken breast in the freezer, or I have something that's about to expire. And I can click that and it will only show me recipes with chicken breast. I can also say, gosh, we are allergic to nuts, or I hate cauliflower, or we need to follow a keto diet.
Mm-hmm.
I can select that. I want, this is the cuisine type. I don't want to see anything that takes me more than 30 minutes to make. I don't want to see anything with over 10 ingredients. So I can make all of these selections however many I want, mm-hmm. right? You can, a lot of times I don't really filter down, but gosh, if we had a sensitivity in the house or an allergen, you know, or something that we absolutely hated that kept coming up. Like we have a friend, for example, who hates cilantro mm-hmm. because she's got that genetic thing where cilantro tastes like soap that yep. some people have.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a really hard time searching for Mexican food recipes because a lot of them include cilantro.
Yeah.
And while we find cilantro delicious, it doesn't work for them. So this is something where she could put in there, no cilantro.
Gotcha.
And she could search for Mexican recipes that wouldn't include it. So it's a really great way to go through recipes. Now, what they've done with those blog recipes is they've imported them. So when you open it, you do have a link to actually go to the blog. If you want to read that, you can,
okay.
but they've auto imported the ingredients and the directions for you. And they've also said what blog it's from. And so like if I see Pioneer Woman on one of them, or I can actually search for the blog name if I want, or if I see it, I can actually click on it and I'll just see all of it. Like I have this my Supapalooza. I use a bunch of recipes from Closet Cooking. That guy is brilliant. And I can just search for his name and I can see all of his recipes there, which is great. The recipes also include lots of frequently asked questions that are like, can this be frozen? Can this be made ahead? So you can check some other things down there, which is neat. The recipes do have star ratings. The cool thing is there's a cook now button that you can click, and it will only show you recipes with ingredients you have in your pantry. So I don't know what to make tonight for dinner, but I don't want to go to the store. What can I cook right now? So even if you didn't use this for meal planning as a pantry management app, it could work that way too. It also allows you to import your own recipes. This one allows you to type like the other two apps. It also allows you to import from a website
mm-hmm.
like the other two apps. You can also take a picture and it'll scan in that recipe. It will auto...
like read the text?
Yes,
and everything?
It will okay. recognize your ingredients. It will recognize the directions. I have a lot of cookbooks. And as while I love having cookbooks, it's hard to kind of go through them and find the recipe I need.
Yeah, let's be honest, unless it's something like a really amazing cookbook, like America's Test Kitchen or something,
right.
most of those cookbooks have maybe 10% of the recipes you're actually interested in, right?
Exactly. And I have a very small cookbook shelf in our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something too that like, oh gosh, maybe there was a great recipe for, you know, a braised chicken or something in one of these recipe books, but I don't remember what book it was in.
Yeah.
And it's not going to come into my mind when I'm doing my meal planning. So I love this ability. I've tried it on a number of recipes. It works shockingly well. So I'm really happy with that.
Does it just import the ingredients, or does it also read the words?
It imports the ingredients and the directions, and it can do handwritten. Now, admittedly, my handwriting is pretty readable, so
gotcha.
It does give it to you to check afterwards, and you can take a picture of the food item as well, so that can be the cover for it. But yeah, the fact that it can take photos out of my recipe books is a big thing for me.
That's really cool.
You can also scale recipes just like you could with the Paprika app. And it also allows you to remix recipes where, so this is one of the things I didn't like about HelloFresh. For example, we're not a cauliflower family. We'd have a recipe that would come up and be like, oh, cool, it's this pork chop, and it's got this neat side dish and cauliflower. We'd be like, meh, meh. We don't like cauliflower. We like the rest of it. But we didn't want to be locked into cauliflower.
Yeah.
So you could take a recipe where it all looks good, but there's one component that you don't like or allergic to, et cetera, et cetera.
You swap it out.
And just remove it or swap it, and you could save this as a remixed recipe.
Gotcha.
Which I think is a really neat feature.
That is a cool feature.
On all the recipes, when it says you have ingredients, like it says, oh, 11 of 16 ingredients you have in your pantry, this is including some substitutions. It has a scale on substitutions. It can go real far out so that it's like, that's a very broad substitution. Or it can be close. Or you could say, no, I just want exact matches. The real broad one was too far.
Okay.
But the near matches works. Like, it's like something that will say beef bouillon cubes. We have beef base. We have better than bouillon. It will know and it will say, hey, these are pretty close. Or the recipe call for smoked paprika, I have regular paprika. Fine. You know, it'll make those kind of, they're close and you get to approve them. So you don't have to say that. So it does offer calories per serving and macro mix. This is a beta feature. I have not found these to be very accurate. I would not rely on them personally.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear it's a beta. I love the idea and I want them to continue developing it because that's amazing.
That's what we did with the HelloFresh, is that they would give you the, you know, the calorie count. And they give you the macro. So we put that in our Fitbit app and store it as a custom meal. But then we'd have to be like, well, how much did we actually get? Did we split the meal or did I get 75% and you got 25%? Like, you don't know. And then, your calorie count is off. So
right.
I always like it by weight, if you can, because it's the easiest way to, like, I can double check that at that point.
I love that it shows macros and things. I just, I haven't found it to be very accurate. So I'm a little bit bummed about that piece of it. When you are cooking from these recipes, the ingredients and the directions are intermingled. So if the directions say, add these three spices to the pot, right underneath that, or right above it, it's right there, it'll show those three ingredients and their amounts that from the recipe ingredients.
So it's
list.
Mixing those things. Cool.
Right. So that you know, you can just follow the directions and it says, oh yeah, put the paprika in. And it says paprika 1 tablespoon. You're like, oh, great. I don't have to flop back and forth.
Well, that was something that the HelloFresh, I think, was a great selling point of it, was the fact that these beautiful recipe cards that they gave you that had pictures of like what it should look like and what the ingredients look like. And like, if you're mixing things, it kind of gives you an idea of like what it should look like. And you're like, well, yeah, my thing looks like that. So I think I'm doing an okay job. Yeah.
And I've actually, because we have the HelloFresh cards that, you know, you get to keep, I have imported a couple of HelloFresh recipes with the photo scan feature and it's worked really well.
Oh, that's really cool.
And then I can scale them too. So that's really recipes. And then when you select a recipe to put it into your meal plan, it says, do you want to add these ingredients to your shopping list? You get to select as many or as few as you want to add. Maybe you haven't filled out your whole pantry. Oh, but I know that I have that in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't have to add that. Or there was a near match, but it's not close enough for me. I'm going to go ahead and add that. So you can select how much you want to add right when it goes into your meal plan, right at that point. Then once it's in your shopping list, it actually syncs with Walmart, Kroger, QFC around here, and Target. So there's like 80 stores for the import to your pantry, but the stores you can shop at are more limited.
Mm-hmm.
But what's cool is it tells you how many ingredients of your shopping list that store can provide. So it gives you some availability idea. And it also shows you what the price is.
Wow.
So for me, this is where it saves me.
Does that include loyalty discounts? Like if you're at Safeway or something?
It includes whatever thing is on sale. To my knowledge, that's what I've seen.
Cool.
And if there's a coupon on something, It includes that. Like, oh, Kroger's having a coupon on that. That's how I found out that Tillamook was buy one, get one
and
a
so
couple weeks ago.
You'll see the shopping list for Walmart and you'll see the one for Kroger. And at the bottom will say, you know, $78 here and $68 here. And you'll go, I'm going to go there. And boom, you just paid for your subscription.
Absolutely. Wow. And that's actually what happened. So we have a Walmart and a Fred Meyer in our town. And it's like, you know, you make the assumption that Walmart is the cheaper option.
It's not always true.
Yeah. And it certainly hasn't been the last few weeks. I just kind of enjoy watching it. I feel that the produce is much better at our Fred Meyer anyway.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But the other thing you can see is that it says in your shopping list where it had to make substitutions.
Hmm.
Like there was a week that I needed Thai sweet chili sauce. And one of the stores didn't have it. And so they were making a substitution. And I could say like, oh, no, don't make that substitution, which then shows me, oh, they were missing it. I was able to find out the other week that Fred Meyer was out of cilantro. It's funny, it was cilantro keeps coming up, but I wanted to make guacamole.
Yeah.
And they were out of cilantro. And so I was like, oh, gosh, okay, I can do my shopping list. But I was able to tell you, hey, would you swing by Safeway and grab cilantro? Because I know they don't have it.
Hmm.
That sheet, too, where you look and evaluate the pricing of it, it shows you the price of every single item.
Hmm.
So you can do price compare between them. And you can also go ahead and swap that item. Well, I don't like that brand. Hmm. I want a different brand. And it's funny because we shop for, I found that for our family, like we love Tillamook cheese.
Mm-hmm.
We won't buy any other kind of cheese. So it's funny when you put Tillamook side by side, it's like, wow, it's actually cheaper at Kroger than it would be at Walmart
because we're
not buying great value. We're buying Tillamook and that's what our family likes. There's other things where I found the store brand of something like the Kroger brand of tortilla chips. They're excellent. So, yeah. You know, I've been able to, but you can see every item and you can see that comparison, which I really like. So once you decide where you want to shop, it's going to send that whole list with the ingredients already selected because you already selected the brands you wanted. It's mm-hmm. not like emails where you select them after the fact. It sends that whole list to that app. So send it all for me to the Fred Meyer app. And then I can, and in this one, before it even sends it to the app, I can add whatever items I want.
You can add more stuff.
I can add milk. I can add yogurt. I want to do this, you know, whatever. I need eggs, right? I can add whatever I like. It will go ahead and include that in the shopping list for me. It also tracks your monthly spending by category and by store, which is cool. And it has an HSA, FSA calculator in it too. So if you're on an HSA and you need to spend that money, it will actually track the eligible items that you've ordered on all of your orders.
Wow.
Which is really cool. And that's not something that we use as a family right now.
So what is HSA? It's
a health savings account. So if you have like a high deductible health care plan, oftentimes you pay a lot less for that, but you have a really high deductible, right? But your company may go ahead and match your health savings account. And that's money that you can put away. You can use it for certain things,
mm-hmm.
for certain medical expenses. And medicines and other personal items actually count for that money.
Interesting.
Sometimes companies will match you. So
that's cool.
If that's you, that's really great. The meal planning part of this also lets me put notes in. So I can say, like, for this week, for example, I have like the meals that we're going to have for each night. One night I know we're going to eat out because I'm going to be out with the girls and you're going to be home separately. I can just add a note to my meal plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing for that night. So we know we have a plan. There's no limit to like number of dinners or number of lunches or desserts or there's no limit. You could plan out every part of your day. You could plan out snacks. You could do anything you want to if that floats your boat. I mean, you could do whatever you want to do. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the basic versus pro version. So the basic version allows you to use the pantry, do meal planning and shopping and the recipes. But the recipes are limited on how many you can view per search topic. So if I typed in tacos, I'm only going to get to see like 20 recipes. I'm not going to get to see an unlimited number. I also can't filter on dietary preferences and allergens and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So the pro is, that's the basic part. And that's free. So I think if this is something that interests you, check out the basic version and see if this like might work for you because that's the only, that filtering and the abundance of recipes is the only part you miss, to my knowledge, by going with basic versus pro.
Interesting.
part of my reason for deciding to go pro is I really want to support these guys. I want them to continue to add features. I want them to make the nutritional thing better. I want them to add more stores we can connect to because we like to shop at Safeway and that's not on there right now. I wanted to invest in this, like give them our money. It saved me $4 probably each week by doing smarter shopping.
That's amazing.
And using up things I already had in our pantry. So the pros for this one for me, for this app, is it's really great for organizing your current recipes, finding new ones, the huge catalog of recipes, allowing you to use up existing ingredients, you know, avoiding that like last minute trip to the store when we forgot something.
That's a big one.
Which you always have to do because I'm like, I'm halfway through cooking something. I go, oh no, I'm missing XYZ. Got to go get it.
And the thing, if you think about it, we're very fortunate. Now, this wasn't the case when we first had our oldest. It was a 20-minute one-way trip to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And now we, you know, since we moved and we're in the town we're in, it's only about 5 minutes away from our house. So I can go to the grocery store, get that thing, come back in less than 10 minutes. That wasn't the case. I mean, and we know a lot of families maybe are more rural and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You don't have the time to run back out to the grocery store if you forgot an item.
Absolutely not. Yeah. So that's a big one for us. The recipe import photo stuff works really well. The cost comparison and item availability is great. No upcharge for extra, you know, meals. I really like. The cons for me, the nutritional information, I think it's frankly just wrong. I wouldn't say take it with a grain. I would just say it's just wrong. So my other problem with it is that you have these connections to the stores where you do logins. They're often disconnecting. So I have to put my credentials in again. I'm guessing that's probably a security feature from the store apps, but it's kind of annoying because whenever I go into the app, it's like I've got to enter my login again for one of these stores.
And why can't it use your fingerprint authentication or something like that? Like that, you have so much of that on our phones
now. It doesn't work. And the Face ID. So
I mean, yeah, all the biometric data you want right there. Right?
Yeah. So the stores are coming disconnected a lot for me, which is a bummer. For us overall.
But let's be honest. Safeway's tech development team, or even if they're outsourcing it, I mean, that's not their priority. Their priorities move vegetables and food and produce.
Well, I mean, I think that the order pickup and online shopping is a big priority. It's more just that there's something with the Cooklist integration that's not working.
Their APIs are not working well.
Something's not working right.
Yeah.
So this is not a perfect app by any means. There are times when the recipe import got an ingredient slightly like wrong. I mean, it's not perfect.
Okay.
The nutritional information is, I think, frankly, wrong. And the store connections can go in and out.
Okay.
But this is well worth my $50 a year to support these developers because it has already helped me so much, and I want them to continue to make this. It's about 4 years old, and they do make regular updates to it. Every couple of months, they release a new update to add another store or whatever. So I love it.
It seems like you save enough money to justify the yearly cost.
Absolutely. You absolutely save enough money. And I think the small hassle of the connections with the stores and the error kind of stuff that I've had, the little bits of error, and of course the nutritional information, that those are not deal breakers for us, for my family.
Gotcha.
So this is our wrap up of these three. I think they all serve a different good purpose. Obviously Paprika is super budget conscious. Mm-hmm. You know, emails and Cooklist are both could help you use pantry items up, and Cooklist is going to give you cost comparisons, which is great. They're both going to, you know, save you meal planning time. If you want something simple and easy and you don't want to be overwhelmed by 100 recipes, emails is great for that.
Mm-hmm.
Cooklist is great if you really love to cook and you don't mind a little bit more complexity and you have tons of recipes. I think they all kind of serve different areas and different family needs. So these are the ones we've tried that we like, that we wanted to talk about today. But if you have a favorite that you love, please, you know, drop it on the Facebook group, leave a comment on YouTube if there's something that you've been using that you're like, oh, I can't live without this. Because I think this is an area that we could, you know, use a little bit of assistance on. It's something we have to do every week constantly. I would say since starting this, my meal planning time is about 15 minutes a week.
Okay. This is the time you spend in the app working and doing work. Okay.
Emails or Cooklist, I spend about 15 minutes. I look at it. I decide, you know, yesterday I was...
And you're primarily doing this work on a PC desktop through the web or through your phone?
No, so emails,
mainly through your phone.
Emails and Cooklist both are apps based only.
Okay.
Paprika does have a PC version, but you got to pay extra for that.
So. Gotcha.
But if you like being on PC and you want to copy and paste recipes that way, that works great too.
Sure.
But yeah, for me, I'm able to sit down really quickly and go, okay, what are we doing this week? What do I, 10, 15 minutes
unplanned. It's a typical thing we do at the beginning of the week, which is like, what's our schedule look like? What mm-hmm. things are happening? What events are happening? And we need to prepare our meals. Like when we were in basketball, it was tough because those days we had on Wednesdays were just like, it was frantic.
Mm-hmm.
The whole day was frantic. And getting dinner together was such a hassle. We had to do really quick meals then, and we didn't have time to prepare a bunch of stuff. It was like very simple, quick breakfast meals, breakfast sandwiches, very simple things that we could just make real quick and get out the door. It's, busy families.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love the ability on any of these, honestly, to have recipes that you can have readily available, save your favorites, bring in your own stuff. And at the very least, if you don't do anything else, just being able to consolidate your shopping list.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
So that you go and you know exactly what's on it. I have a really hard time with the whole consolidation bit. So this is a great option. So hope you check out one or all of these things. Give them a try. Like I said, two of them you can use for free for a little bit and see if they work for you.
Saving time and relieving pressure in your homeschool. I mean, that's worth its weight in gold right there.
Right. Then we can focus on what's important, because I kind of hate meal planning time. I feel like it's wasted. I'm not doing anything productive with that time. I'm just planning future work.
Yeah.
Right. I'd rather be homeschooling. I'd rather be on a walk with my kids. This is something that's really helped us, and we hope that it helps you too. Thanks so much for joining us today and making us a part of your homeschool journey. Please engage with us on social media. Join our Homeschool Together podcast group on Facebook and find us at Homeschool Together Podcast on Instagram. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions, and recommendations. Until next time,
happy homeschooling!